Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite drink, and let's find out what kind of wonderful, insightful, and amazing mess we are going to get today from the divine beings who are going to work with us on the show. So we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves, and first we will learn all about the magical DC Love. Hi, DC, tell everyone about you.
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I am an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, empath, Reiki master and teacher, and I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But I have a really cool relationship with Joan, and after connecting with her, she left the door open, and others have walked through it. And I've had such, you know, an amazing time connecting with this beautiful divine source. And it has given me the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. Prior to doing this work, which I can't imagine not doing, my background was in law enforcement, but I've now hung up my 357. And I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to. And it's the backbone in my current journey now of service. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am multitasking, which does not work. Okay. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is always a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. If you want to learn more about either DC Love or myself, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. And scroll to the bottom of that page. You will find pictures of DC Love and myself and Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with DC if that's something that you're interested in. My Learn More button will take you to the page which tells you more about me. But feel free to look around the website. There's lots of free information for those who are looking for answers in their lives. It's just one of the opportunities that you are being given. Okay, so now we are ready to hear the messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, I'd like to start off by saying I was guided to put on my Facebook page and remind everyone if they are, you know, if they've forgotten, today is Election Day. And I'd like to ask everyone just to take a moment and come together in prayer and ask that God's guidance and his presence be with us today. And may those elected just serve with integrity, you know, for the well-being and peaceful harmony of all. Amen. And with that being said, talk about, like, divine timing, Barbara. I found a little something on another Facebook page that I wasn't aware was there. And it says, you are a perfect instrument of God. You are the messenger of God himself, as each and every word and every act of yours are marked with the quality of God. And we're asked to affirm that we are all perfect instruments of God, and we are God's masterpiece. And we are the character being played by God. We are special, and we are strong enough. And there was a little note there saying, I am the future. So I thought that was really cute, and I felt like it was divinely, you know, guided for today. And with that being said, I do have some messages. Okay. The first message that I have is from Jesus. To find your purpose in life, you have to listen to your soul. Slow down, be present, live fully. Connect with love and timeless wisdom. Your soul is resonating with eternal love. Start to live with intention and purpose, and consciously make choices from your heart. Allow joy to be your guide. Express who you truly are, and allow yourself to evolve spiritually. Envision the life that you want to live. Fear less, hope more. Keep believing, and always trust your inner self to guide you. Go within to lift those self-imposed restrictions. Practice compassion. Enjoy your journey back to your heart, and trust God and keep moving forward. Face every day with a positive attitude. Take refuge in the divine and allow your feelings to lead you to the awareness of your desires. Become like a child again and recapture that beautiful childlike wonder. Put your heart, mind, and soul in all that you do. Sometimes the heart is able to see what is invisible to the naked eye. Move forward in the direction of harmonious existence. The smallest decisions can change your life forever. Life continually presents challenges. Remain strong, and you will grow through these challenges. There are no limits to what you can achieve. Your happiness is not determined by what is around you. It is determined by what is within you. Let yourself be silently drawn by what you love. Heed the call of your heart. If your path is more difficult, it is because of a higher calling. Your soul is urging you to follow your purpose. Joy and bliss will lead you in the right direction. Whatever you are passionate about is your calling. It is the reason you are here. When you listen to the whispers of your heart, you will find true fulfillment. Bring love and light to the world. Go out into the world today and let your presence bring light to the hearts of others. As long as there is light, there is hope. Hope will lead the way. Shine your light on all that you meet and continue on your path, beloved ones, and shine your light brightly for others to see. I love you, Jesus. Okay. Now I do have from the angels. Blessings, beloved ones. We, your angels, are with you today and every day. We are here to help you with any challenges you may be facing. As you go out into the world, know that our loving light surrounds you. You are never alone on your journey. It is a good time for change. Please understand, by making even the smallest change, you are making progress. Even though you may feel as though you are stuck, if you look really close, you will notice that there are many possibilities and options available. Forward movement is happening. Beloved ones, call upon us. We will guide and inspire you along the way. All of heaven is watching over you. You are fulfilling your soul mission. Do not be afraid. If you stumble or fall from your path, we will bring the insight that is needed for you to continue or guide you upon a new path where enlightenment awaits you. You have the ability to overcome anything that stands in your way. Take that leap of faith. You will gain the knowledge and spiritual guidance that is necessary. This is the time of awakening and growth. All the resources necessary will become available to you. You will manifest what you are desiring. Keep up the good work, beloved ones. Allow peace to fill every fiber of your being. Everything will happen in divine right timing. There are so many exciting choices before you. You are manifesting all that is needed to fulfill your life's desires, as well as love and joy. Let go of what no longer serves you. The path before you is filled with blessings. Remain positive and know that everything that you need is materializing into physical form. Until now, you have chosen to think small in regard to your desires. No more. You have the ability to succeed on all levels. You are part of the great I Am. Envision your perfect life. Everything that you've dreamed of can become your reality. This is your time. The sun is shining upon you. Great opportunities await you. Move bravely forward, and you will find the freedom and the enlightenment that you've been longing for. Success and satisfaction are right around the corner. Make a wish. You have the power to make it come true. We love you, your angelic team. Okay. Now, let's see. Okay. Now, we're going just to take a moment, Barbara, and just to connect with our truth. I ask everyone now to just get comfortable. Sit quietly and close your eyes. Relax. Slowly begin to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Very slowly and very deeply. On the out breath, please breathe out any negativity that you are feeling. And on the in breath, breathe in positivity. Notice how calm you are becoming. Your body is aligning with love. You are now centered and connected to your higher self as well as the divine. You are one with all that is. There is no separation. Continue to breathe. Notice how your heart is filling with love and joy. You are connected to the one heart frequency. Your vibration reaches to heaven as well as to Mother Earth. As you breathe, all of life is once again infused and restored with love and light. It is the love and light that you are sending. You now connect to the universal mind and focus your awareness on how you can make the world a better place. You send love and light to the universe. Your energy begins to expand as peace and harmony surround you. This powerful energy surrounds all of mankind and brings awareness, letting go of any limitations. Breathe in love and gratitude. You now align yourself with this omnipresent energy, knowing that you are always connected and knowing that nothing is impossible. Now I'd like you to slowly come back and take a couple breaths again, in and out, and open your eyes when you are ready, and bring this wonderful energy with you throughout your day. Barbara, are you back yet?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We're just asked to really just, you know, take time, you know, throughout the day and just, you know, take a couple moments and just breathe. And that helps us really to connect, you know, with that divine source.
Wonderful.
And those are the messages that I have, Barbara.
Okay. Well, thank you, DC.
Thank you.
Okay. So here is what Jesus wants you to know right now. Here we go. My beloveds, we know that for many of you, those of you that live in the United States, that this is definitely a day where great change is possible. You are electing a new leader for your country. And we know that some of you have a lot of fear around this particular election, around the choices that you have. And we want you to relax. We want you to know that everything is always going to work out for the highest good. And that even though you might feel that you are restricted in your choices, the universe is not restricted in what it creates. So let go of the fear. Transform that into love. Love for your country. Love for the possibilities that are always there for you. Love for your freedom, your democracy, things that make your nation a great nation. And as more and more people are leaving the fear and coming into love, you are opening everything up for miracles. You are opening up for this all to turn out so much better than you ever imagined. But that only happens when you are coming from love. Fear only creates more fear. Love always creates more love. And love is the force that can change anything. It always does. It always has. And it always will. So we want you to look forward to this day. Look forward to this opportunity to change the world. Because that is what you are doing. When you come from love, there is nothing that is impossible. And we tell you this over and over and over, and we will continue to tell you this over and over and over, and one day you'll actually get it. Changing your life is not a matter of moving or changing jobs or changing spouses or changing children. It's a matter of changing you, changing your beliefs, changing what you are willing to allow in your life, changing into a being who knows their power and uses that power to create with love. That's how all change happens. It always begins within. It doesn't start in the world first. It starts in, and when you are accepting that power within you, that love within you, and you are basing your changes, your choices, your desires on that unconditional love, then there is nothing that is impossible. Now, we are not saying that if you ask for something in particular, you will receive exactly what you have asked for. Because you will receive what is for your highest good. So if you are asking for something that is not for your highest good, odds are you will not receive it. But you will receive what is for your highest good, what will allow you to grow, to evolve, to become the awake being that you already are. Because that is the goal of your life. That is the goal of every life, to wake up and to truly live on every level of your existence, to see the power within you, the light within you, the love within you, the truth within you. All of the wonders of the world are within you. And that is who you are becoming. So don't get stuck in your expectations about what you have been taught your life is supposed to be about. All the stuff that you've learned from all of those wonderful beings that you have been exposed to in your life is generally not true. So if you base your life on that, then it's never really going to work out for you. You're never going to find the joy, the love, the peace, the prosperity, all of the wonderful things that are already there for you, truly loved. And if you allow yourself to feel it, you will feel that love. We are sending love to you right now in this moment. You may feel a warmth in your heart. You may feel it in some other part of your body. And you may feel nothing at all. Because each of you are a unique individual expression of the Creator. And so you're each different, the same. And we know that's one of those paradoxical expressions. You can be different and yet you are the same. But it is true. You are so much more than you know that you are. And every one of you has that connection with the Creator. Every one of you is one with everyone and everything. And yet every one of you is also uniquely you. Your mind may never be able to understand that, and that's okay. Your mind doesn't need to understand it. This is something that you know within the truth of who you are. Let go of the idea that your mind needs to understand everything, because it doesn't, and it won't. That's why we encourage you to listen to your heart, to your soul, to the eternal you that already knows everything. So as you go through today, as you are voting for whomever you are voting for, make sure that you are doing it from love. Make sure that everything you do, everything you say, everything you think flows from love. And this will help you to change the world into a wonderful, beautiful, amazing place. A place that is worthy of being called heaven on earth. That is what the future holds for all of you. Forward to the day when you all wake up and realize you are home. Be well, my beloveds. Be well. Okay.
Beautiful, Barbara. Thank you. Beautiful message.
My pleasure. Okay, we have come to the part of the show where we will take questions from the listeners or from the people who have signed into the chat room. So if you are on the phone and you have a question, make sure you press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on the switchboard. And I know that you have a question. And if you are logged into the chat room, feel free to type a question if you have one. So we will go to our first question, and it is from the beautiful, amazing, joyous Helena.
Oh, you are too kind. You're too sweet. Thank you. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Just lots going on, and been feeling it might be time to pack up everything and move from here. Even though it's comfortable. And I was wondering what you guys get about that. You know, going back to North Dakota, that's temporary, and I don't know where I would land. I don't know. Or if I should even, like, kind of make a home in Florida by my aunts, which seems weird because I've been working on so much here for so long, and to let all that go seems strange. Working in my career area. So I was just wondering what kind of vibes you wonderful women get.
Okay. DC, are you there?
Hi, Helena. Yes,
hello.
This is DC. You know what? I'm getting, you know, wherever you decide to go is going to be wonderful. I see Mother Mary with you. I see Mary Magdalene. And with Mother Mary, I see roses, you know, whether they're in the physical or symbolically, just to know that she's always with you, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is coming through and saying, Helena, there's nothing scary, you know, here. You don't have to be, you know, afraid of life, okay? And, you know, you're creating opportunity right now, okay? And it's helping you to realize who you really are. And, you know, what do you choose to do now? And, you know, who do you choose to be, okay? And Jesus is asking that you don't let anyone else decide this for you. You're a beautiful, you know, being. You're very powerful. And you've got to believe in yourself. And whatever you choose, it's going to be your destiny. And I'm hearing like a knock, 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 and I'm actually feeling like, you know, Jesus is at your door and he wants to come in and he wants to guide you, okay? But he wants you to know, you know, this is your time. This is your time to shine. And really, live the life that you've envisioned, Helena, okay? You have this beautiful divine purpose, okay? And he's going to help you to really to walk your true path and find the happiness that you so deserve. Okay? There's no reason for you to feel stuck right now, okay?
It's not a stuckness. You know which way to go. Maybe that is stuckness, but I don't feel it as a stuckness.
Okay, you have the ability to do whatever you want, and like I said, Jesus is with you, and he's going to take you by the hand, and you're going to walk down a path that is filled with pure love and joy. And you're, you know, you have the ability to live the life that you've always dreamed of, okay? And what I'm getting is, like, you know, miracles are coming. You know, as you walk your path, there's going to be many miracles, Helena, okay?
Thanks.
And we have Archangel Michael coming forward, and he's, you know, once again coming. He always comes in, it seems like, when you're here, and he's giving you again a sword and a shield, and he wants to use those beautiful, you know, those two beautiful things symbolically as tools for you to really rid your body of stress in your mind. Okay, and give up those feelings that don't serve you, okay? And remember, okay, Helena, you're not a victim, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just know that every experience we have is just a learning experience. And right now it's time for you to move on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So please let go of any old, you know, fear, anger, anything, you know, that's holding you back, okay? It's slowing you down, and it's draining you of this beautiful, amazing energy that you have within. And Archangel Michael is with you as well, and he's going to assist you in this process, okay? And he's going to help you to really, like, let those emotions that have been bottled up inside you, let them rise and let them go, okay? And the first step is that you really have to be willing to do this, okay? Just, you know, if you're willing, he's going to help you to free your spirit, and you're going to be able to embrace your unlimited potential, Helena, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just, you know, you have to affirm that you are willing to free yourself from your past, you know, and you're willing to forgive, you know, others and yourself. And just know that, you know, everything that happened in the past has really helped you to come to where you are today. It has helped you to evolve spiritually. And just, you know, be grateful for the knowledge that you've gained, and you can let go of everything else. And you're becoming free. Okay? Does that make sense, Helena?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's big changes, and it's trying to do big changes without money.
You know what? Ginger is here as well, and she wants you to really, you know, take that leap of faith. And she, you know, she's right beside you. She's grabbing a hold of you. And she's saying, you know, Helena, come with me. And what I'm seeing is there's going to be so many beautiful times of celebration ahead of you. And she's asking, are you ready? Okay? She wants to come and she wants to help you. But you have to be willing to let go of everything, because I see a beautiful life ahead of you, Helena. And that's what Ginger is showing me as well. And she's trying to pull you from your current path, and she's trying to pull you down to the path that there's a little road sign there, and it's the road to success for Helena. Okay? So Ginger is trying to pull you down your path, okay? And she's asking you, Helena, just, you know what? Let that inner child come out and play with Ginger, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just be a little bit more creative. Just, you know, really don't be afraid to express yourself, because children aren't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, enjoy your day. And really, you know, let the world see who the real Helena is. Show yourself off, she's saying. She's taking you by the arm. She's grabbing your arm, and she's taking you on stage, okay? And she's saying, Helena, it's time for you to grab your 15 minutes of fame, okay?
Okay.
And just know that you're going to have success in whatever it is that you do, Helena, okay?
Yeah.
Just please focus on the goals you have now. Just stay in the here and now and focus on your goals. And you're going to see that other things are going to take care of themselves and there's going to be issues that seem to just like fade away, okay? And Ginger wants you to know that there's going to be a really meaningful trip in your future. And that's what I have for you. God bless, Alina. It's so nice to hear your voice this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, Alina. Sorry about that. Let me let the dog in. Some things are just too important to wait. You should be more like the dog. She never waits. She gets whatever she wants when she wants it. Okay. Here is your message from Jesus. Okay. My beloved, you have changed so much. You are doing things that you would have told anyone were absolutely impossible just a few months ago. You would have said, I can't do that. But I'm not going to have the resources that I need. There's no way on earth that I can do that. And yet you did it. And there is still that little part of you that is thinking, I can't. I don't have enough. I can't. So today we'd like to work with you right now in this moment. We'd like for you to just accept the energy that we are sending to you right now. The energy that opens you up to accepting whatever resources you need for creating your life. And we want you to take nice deep breaths and just accept this energy and allow it to shift to release those beliefs that do not serve you. Just let it flow in and clear out those fears. We want you to accept the love for yourself, the love for your purpose, the love for your life, the love for your creation, the love that allows you to always have what you need whenever you need it. And just breathe in this energy. And let it flow throughout all of your being as it is pushing out the energies that do not serve you. Because you are making a choice. And now when you look at the choices that you have for the future, you can decide what feels right to you. It will not be based on what you can afford. It will be based on what you feel is right. Because you are opening up to allowing yourself to be prosperous, to allowing yourself to have all that you need, you accomplish whatever you have decided to accomplish. And this is another part of you letting go, letting go, letting go. And as you stand in this new space with this knowing that anything is possible, you can easily choose what it is that works for you. And remember, the choice you make is not a choice for forever. It's just a choice for now. and everything you need will be provided. So you do not need to stay stuck in where you are. You can let go. And the world will show you opportunities and openings for creating what you truly desire. And just accept that and allow it. As you continue to breathe in this unconditional love, this truth from the Creator, this truth for your and we want you to know that you are worth it. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, DC.
You're welcome. Whew. Okay, now I've got to come back to Earth. All right. I'm going to mute you, Helena, and move to the next caller.
Thank you.
All right, so our next caller is from area code 561. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Lena. How are you?
I'm fine, Lena. How are you?
I'm a little bit better. I'm starting a part-time job today, so I'm... I think in January there'll be more jobs that's going to open up. So, you know, even if I change again in January, I'll do it. I just didn't want to be around anything right now. I'm trying to see if I can get another part-time job, maybe work two part-time jobs until the end of the year and then look for something full-time. I just wanted to see what you girls thought about that, if you think that that might happen. Because where I'm working now, it's lower paying than what I was making. So the only way I'm going to be able to get a place is if I make more money than I'm making now. So I wanted to see what you see about that.
Okay.
Hi, Lena. This is DC. Good morning.
Hi, DC. How are you?
Good. The angels are congratulating you. And my dog Ginger is coming through, and she's saying you're making progress, Lena, even if you feel it's only like little baby steps. Okay, you're on that path, you're on your path where miracles are going to be happening all around you, so just take baby steps, okay?
Yeah.
And she's saying if you can't take baby steps, she's going to, she's going to grab your hands and you can do the bunny hop. Either way.
Okay.
You're going to connect with those miracles, Lena, okay? But what I am getting, Jesus is coming in and he's asking you to just please breathe, okay? Breathe in all this beautiful positivity that's around you and exhale all the tension that you're holding within yourself, okay?
Yeah.
You're still a little bit out of balance, hon. You ground yourself a little bit more. And just let go of all that stress.
I'm just very anxious to get. I'm very anxious to get a place to live. I've been living out of my car 3 years, and I can't take it anymore. And the only way I'm going to be able to get out of this situation is if I make enough money, and I'm not doing that right now.
Focus. Just focus and envision what you're wanting. Don't hold any fear with that. Give any fear to God and the angels. And, I'm getting just, there's so much noise around you. Just try to quiet your mind a little bit and listen to the guidance coming through. And even though, your situation is the way it is, Jesus is letting you know, you still are, have the ability to take charge of your own life. And you don't have to let anyone, tell you how to live your life. Okay.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful mm-hmm. divine purpose to serve, hon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You are here at this time and this reason, I mean, at this time for a beautiful reason, and you're a beautiful example of love, okay? And allow God and the angels to come in and to help you, okay? And when you do, you're going to see that your life is going to be everything that you've dreamed of. It's going to be filled with love and joy, okay? And again, there's many miracles that are coming your way, okay? So let go of the fear and everything and tune into that wisdom that's within, okay? Because Jesus is saying that your mind is filled with, like, with these thoughts. They're, you know, they're old thoughts, but they're not even your thoughts, okay? It's time to change your mind. It's time to evolve and move forward, okay? And just be, you know, be aware that you're always creating, and you always get what you create, you know? And if you don't like what you're creating, you have the ability to choose again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting, you know, any obstacles that you perceive there, they're being removed, okay? The angels are moving them to the side, and they're supporting you as you move forward on your journey, okay? And please don't, you know, don't procrastinate. All you have to do is make a decision, even if it's a small decision. As you did, you took a job, and it's going to help you to move forward on your path, on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, we have a beautiful angel coming to greet you, and it's Rampal, and it's the angel of the rivers of life, and this angel is helping you as well to move forward, okay? And he's saying, you know, look down, there's a basket at your feet. And he wants you to put all your cares and all your worries in that beautiful basket, okay?
Okay.
And he's saying, wait, don't forget now, put it all the stress that you have in there as well as all the dis-ease, okay? And, you know, place the basket filled with all that you are willing to release upon the stream that is in front of you, and watch as it drifts and floats away, okay, with everything that you've put in it. And now you have to realize you're free to move forward, and you can connect with your heart's desires, okay? So just allow yourself to float as easily as this basket along the path before you. And, again, I'm getting, like, moving one step at a time, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and just know that everything is happening in divine timing. And sometimes, you know, divine timing is different than earthly time, okay?
Yeah.
So if you're feeling that you're not manifesting fast enough, just be a little bit more patient, and trust, you know, that the universe will bring everything to you in the divine right time, hon, okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So you think by January I'll have a better job, that I can get a place to live?
I'm getting, you know, the angels are giving me a thumbs up, and I'm seeing rainbows around you and four-leaf clovers, and it is coming. I don't have a specific timeline for you right now as we connect, but it is coming. But you have to do your part, okay? You have to stay positive, and you've got to keep moving forward, Helene, moving forward, okay, Lena? And
right.
I'm getting, you know what, everything is improving.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have. I'm being shown you're on a swing. You're swinging back and forth, and that means everything is on the upswing. Money is going to be coming your way, and everything is improving. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But just stay positive, and I see, you know, beautiful things happening for you, hon. You know.
Okay. All right.
Just know
you.
That God and the angels are with you. You're never alone. And I see a lot of good, you know, coming. There is going to be, I'm getting, yes, there's going to be a beautiful change for you in regard to your living arrangement, okay?
Yeah, definitely. I've been looking at studio apartments, really make any kind of move until I have enough money to put down on.
I understand. And there's going to be a beautiful change coming your way so that you can, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I'm getting, I don't have a specific time frame, but I'm getting immediate future, okay?
Okay.
God bless you. You're in my prayers as well.
Thank you.
Okay, Lena. And here is your message from Jesus. My beloved, it is time to let go. And we have told you this before, and we are telling you again. Let go of the past. Let go of everything that has ever happened. Let go of all of your feelings about it, all of your beliefs about it, all of the things that you have decided your future can hold because of what has happened in the past. It's time to start changing the way you see your own life, to start seeing the opportunities, the beauty, to start seeing the tremendous blessings that your past has actually provided for you. And we know that you have gone through so much, and you have had those moments when you felt that there was no hope at all, that you were totally alone and filled with despair. And yet you survived, and yet you moved forward. So you know that things do get better. And if you want things to continue to get better in your life, if you want to have a life that is filled with everything that you desire, a beautiful place to live, a job that you love, making more than enough money to meet your needs, having people in your life that you can call your friends, that you can spend time with and laugh and enjoy your life, then you must let go of the past. Your past weighs you down. It's like a heavy burden that you have accepted and you are lugging through life. That was a choice. That was not a duty or an obligation. You can let that go. And we strongly encourage you to let it go. And we are filling you with energy right now to make it easier and easier for you to just let go. Your past is not your future. It does not even determine your future. What determines your future is now. It's who you are being right now. It's what you are creating right now. So let go of what's no longer you. It's over and it's done. There's no need to hang on. Just let go. And we realize that it may seem like we are asking a lot of you, but we know what you are capable of. We know that you can do this. And we know that you are ready to do this. And it is time for you to move forward in your own life. And that is what you are doing now. And we want to keep you on that path that is going to lead to all of the beautiful things that are possible for you. And we see that you would move so much more quickly and easily on that path if you let go. Let go of the stories. Let go of all of it. It's not you. Let it go. Be your motto for the week. You are letting go. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And enjoy your day. Don't forget to let go, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And as soon as my computer does what I told it to, there we go. We are now moving to the caller from area code 111. Actually, the numbers are all ones. So this could be a Skype call, or it could be just an unidentified caller. Okay, caller from 111. Hi, who's this?
Hi, I'm calling about your Block Talk Radio show.
Uh-huh. And did you have a question?
Yes, I have a question in regards to your show. You all serve Jesus Christ, is that correct?
This is a show where we get channeled messages from Jesus and other divine beings.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm kind of confused about that because I thought Jesus was the only source for everything, and that's where I was confused about. I thought this was more about Jesus and his love for us, and how he works through the Spirit.
Well, Jesus doesn't restrict himself to being the only one with all of the answers. He wants us to know that we can get answers from a variety of different divine beings, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Now, during this show, I generally only channel Jesus, but DC channels a variety of other beings who come to her, and it's all from the Creator, though. So it's all from the same source, if that makes sense.
Oh, I see. I just know you have to be careful with other, having the Holy Spirit guide you on other divine beings and knowing that it's from God himself. It's just, to me, having confirmation of when you say other divine beings.
Well, I will tell you that when I channel, I stipulate that I only channel from the highest possible source so that I'm not getting, you know, those lower energies or any negativity or anything like that. That's not allowed in me.
Hmm.
And Barbara, I'd like to add, this is DC. I only resonate with the light, and nothing but light comes through me as well. There's no darkness in my world.
Okay. Do you
okay,
have...
Okay, and with that being said, sir, can we have your first name?
Yes, my first name is Jermaine.
Jermaine, hi. I just want to tell you that, you know, I resonate with angels, Mother Mary, Jesus, and all of the light. And if you realize, we're all connected, okay? We're all part of that beautiful energy. We have the angel of expansion coming to you right now, asking you to release your limiting beliefs, okay? Okay?
Yes.
All of these beautiful, loving, divine beings, they're all filled with love, okay?
Yes,
I believe in light, and I believe in love, and that's what's in my world, okay? So you're just asked, please, you know, let go of what it is that's holding you back, okay? Let go of any kind of limitations. Because if you believe in doubt, there's going to be doubt. If you believe in fear, there's going to be fear. If you believe there is darkness, you're going to connect with whatever that is that you believe in, okay? So just, you know, we connect with the beautiful divine, okay? And our messages range from the angels to Jesus. My dog transitioned in July, and she was with me my whole journey, and she brings in divine messages as well.
I see. Well, can I have the Holy Spirit guiding you all as to what Jesus is saying or what you're seeing, even what you're seeing through your light?
Yes. Yes, that'd be beautiful. And what I'm getting for you is you are a beautiful, amazing source of love, okay? And you're asked to just go out and share your love with others. Okay, I see Jesus walking the path with you, okay? And know that you deserve love, you deserve success, you deserve abundance, and release anything, you know, that no longer serves you, okay? Please focus on what you are needing and your happiness. What I'm getting, Jermaine, is that you're sort of like a people pleaser, okay? And Jesus is asking, you know, to please focus on yourself as well. Okay, and surrender to joy, okay? And just surrender to, you know, like easier times that are coming your way, okay? And know that each circumstance that we face is a gift, and in each, you know, experience we find a hidden treasure, okay? So So you have the opportunity right now to create, you know, what it is that'll help you to be who you really are, okay? That's why you were guided to connect with us right now, okay, to really to help you to connect with your truth. So Jesus is asking, Jermaine, what will you do now and what will you choose to be? Because love really is our ultimate reality, and it is all there is, okay?
Yes.
And you're asked to just move ahead and move ahead, like, through love, okay? And
yes.
Just move, you know, beyond any challenges that you're having. Focus on your desires. Don't be afraid to express your passion, okay? And see the truth of, you know, what it is that is all around you, and listen to your intuition. And just, you know, choose love and choose peace, okay? And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless you.
Yes, God bless. Thank you.
Okay, Jermaine, did you have a particular question, or Jesus has a message for you? I just didn't know if there was something you needed to say.
Yes, I just want to know what Jesus has for me as far as just confirmation of what the Lord needs me to do and understanding his direction, his word.
Okay. All right. Well, then I will let him say what he needs to say to you. My beloved, there are so many ways that I could express this. First of all, I want you to know that despite what you might have been taught, you are not at God's mercy. I mean that in that you are not supposed to do exactly what God says you are supposed to do, and you are never allowed to make your own decision. You have free will. Every being on this planet has free will. And you have free will so that you can experience a variety of things in life, so that you can learn whatever lessons you have come to learn. That is why you are here. And everything that you learn is wonderful, because God is unconditional. Now, you might decide that some of the things you learn are horrible or any other terminology that you might want to use, but that is not the way God sees it. God is unconditional. So you are making choices in your life. You are creating whatever it is that you are choosing to create. We want you to know that everything is fine, that everyone, no matter how you perceive their life as being or not being, is actually doing whatever it is that they have decided to do. They are still loved. And when they decide to leave the physical world, they will return to God. There is no punishment. There is no way to screw up life. There is nothing wrong, ever. So you don't need to be afraid of that. You need to look at your life and decide what it is that is important to you. And then you get to create that. And you have free will. So God is not imposing anything upon you. And you will not be smited or any other negative consequence of anything that you do, except for the consequences you create with your beliefs. Every one of you is creating something different. Every one of you is believing something different. We want you to open up to love, to unconditional love. Unconditional love does not have any fear. So anytime you are afraid, you are not in love. And we don't mean that in any kind of a negative way. We are just informing you of the truth of life. Now, we know that each of you is taught a variety of things about what is and is not important and possible and all about life. We want you to let that go. We want you to talk to us. And if you feel more comfortable talking directly with me, then talk directly with me. I will always answer you. I will always provide you with whatever it is that you are wanting to know. And I will do it in a variety of ways so that you can be sure of getting it. This is your life, and these are your choices. Open up to the unconditional love which is within you, which is God within you. There is no separation. There is never a moment when God is not with you. You are in God, and God is in you. Allow that connection to bring you the answers that you are looking for. You don't have to figure things out with your own mind. Frankly, your mind can't figure out most of the things you ask it, but you are also connected with all of the wisdom that God has. Let your answers come from that higher source. Allow yourself to live your life based on what you learn from that higher source. Allow yourself to be the unconditional love and to just accept everyone else, however they are being. And by accepting them, this does not mean that you have to be like them, because you don't. It just means that you have the freedom to be you, as you are allowing them the freedom to be who they are being. It's all about love. You already know this. It is all about love.
Thank you. I just want to say this because, you know, a lot of times, you know, the things that we're doing as far as our workplaces and our jobs, we tend to have to be a certain way, if you understand what I mean. And we're not able to express the godly love that we would like to express on our jobs or even at schools. You can still love on people, but expressing his love, his true love, and understanding that, you know, his presence is the best of all presence as far as comforting and understanding that, you know, because when we get into situations, it's just to call on Jesus and understand that his will is the perfect will for all of us. And we tend to put Jesus in religion, and he's nothing like that. And you know, we just have to understand that his love surpasses all of the things that we can even imagine or think of. So I do believe that, you know, God is looking down on all of us, and he's saying that, you know, so many people misunderstand who I am. And as you mentioned, you know, he gives us different gifts to understand and be able to spread his love. So I'm just enlightened on what has been said today. And I thank you for telling me about what's going on and how I should differentiate my different avenues of looking at different giftings from what God has within me.
Well, you know, one of the things that that I always get messages about is on being. Mm-hmm. I always get messages that say it's not so much what you're doing, it's not what you're saying, it's not those things that might be restricted that people might misunderstand. It's on who you are being. When you are being that unconditional love, when you are allowing that love to radiate out from you, you don't need to say anything. People get what you are being. So instead of seeing yourself as being restricted from expressing anything about Jesus at a workplace or a school or wherever, start allowing yourself to be that energy, to be that unconditional love. No one can restrict that. You don't have to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
People can feel it. So just allow yourself to be that love.
Yes. Amen. 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 His biblical principle is to have the love for everyone, and understand that without the love, you can't do anything without His love. So
just be the love that you want everybody to know about, and they will know about it.
Yeah.
And it makes your life easier.
It does. It does.
Wonderful. Well, we are so glad that you called us today.
Yes, I'm glad I called too. And you know, when I saw the Jesus love on there, I said, okay. I said, okay. Let me call here and see what's going on here, because it's about Jesus. So, I want to get His love any way I can, and you know, we serve a mighty God who looks high, and then He looks low. So, thank God for the word. So,
yeah,
bless you all, blessings,
and you too, sweetheart.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to mute you now so we can move on. Okay. And now my computer is not working. There we go. Okay. And we had one question from the chat room from Gigi, and Gigi's question is, which way I'm going with the man that's in her life? She's overseas now. Is she going back home or to a job? Her energy is high. She is happy, or I'm not sure what she means by happy or staying here overseas. Okay, so Gigi wants to know which choice is for her. Him.
Okay.
Or coming back to the USA.
Okay. I see a lot of, you know, doubt and confusion around Gigi Barbara. Okay. But
okay.
I mean, this answer cannot, of course, come from us. We can't decide her life for her. But I'm getting there's going to be a new beginning coming, and there's going to be a lot of happiness, and that does include relationships. Okay. And just, you know, surrender to that love that wants to come your way. You have so much love that wants to come your way, Gigi, and I don't know why she's afraid to accept it. And she's got to let go. She's sort of holding on to things that don't serve her greatest good. Okay, when she lets go of that and listens to her own intuition, she's going to be able to move forward and have a beautiful, happy life. Gigi, please believe in yourself, okay? You can't give us the power to, you know, create the life for you, to help you, you know, to create it. You've got to do this. This is up to you. There's no need of you having that lack of self-confidence, okay? You have the ability to get everything you want. And with that being said, Barbara, I have Ginger, and she's showing me, you know, sort of like she's chasing her tail. And that's sort of like what Gigi's doing. It. She's overanalyzing, and she's getting, the more she thinks about it, she's getting more, you know, stressed. And she's getting more and more overwhelmed, you know. And Ginger is saying, you've got to sit cool there, relax, sit with her. She'll help her to just, you know, calm down. And Ginger's showing me like Christmas lights that are all tangled together. And you've got to really, you know, untangle all those lights. You have too much, she's saying there's too much thinking going on, Barbara, that Gigi has too much thinking going on in her head. Okay, and she's saying because she's thinking so much, everything up there is getting like tangled up, okay. So she's saying she wants, you know, Jesus to come in and give her a message. And she's going to see as all these Christmas lights, you know, that's what I'm being shown, they're all going to start to untangle. Everything is going to be straightened out. She's going to have newfound clarity. She's going to have a higher perspective. And she's going to see how harmful it really can be when you, you know, keep overthinking things, okay? And Gigi, Jesus wants to ask, are you going to remain in a place of fear, or, you know, would you rather remain in a place of love? Okay? And, you know, you're overthinking things. Jesus is saying you're getting tired, and, you know, all of this can disappear. Just, you know, connect with the wisdom within is what I'm getting. And, you know, just believe that, you know, you can make the right decisions, because Jesus, you know, he's within all of us, and he's there for you anytime. Anytime that you ask, he could help you make those beautiful decisions. And he wants you to see how amazing that you really are. You are an amazing, beautiful being. Okay, so allow him, the angels, and, you know, there's earthly people around you to help you on your journey. And when you connect with them, you're going to see how beautiful your life is, how amazing it is. And you're going to find that you really do, you know, have control over your life. So Jesus is asking you to just really see, you know, look within your heart and, you know, see how powerful and beautiful a person that you really are, okay, Gigi? And the angels are just, they're clapping and they're saying, you know, you have an amazing life ahead of you, okay? And Ginger is saying, you know, stop all this negative thinking, okay? She wants you to, you know, just know that you are so deserving of all the love that you're desiring, and it's going to come your way, but you've got to, you know, ask yourself, why don't you feel capable of making these decisions? Okay, and I think I have one more message, Barbara. We have the angel of temperaments coming through, asking Gigi to trust that all is well. Have faith, because everything is going to unfold just as it's supposed to. You know, practice patience, because all is occurring in divine right timing. And know that all is known, all is granted, and all is manifested in the realm of spirit in the moment of your asking. Know balance in all things, in all ways, is going to be the key to allowing everything to unfold before you. Okay? And Jesus is also asking, Gigi, please let your light shine. Okay? And I'm getting an angel coming forward and, you know, asking Gigi really to just, like, see the opportunities ahead of her. Be grateful for what you have and just know there's so much more to celebrate. And you're going to have a storybook life is what I'm being shown. And, Barbara, that's what I have for Gigi.
Okay, great. And, Gigi, here is your message from Jesus. My beloved, we want to remind you, just as we've reminded others today, that this is your life. These are your choices, and you are creating what you experience. So you get to decide what is absolutely important to you. You get to decide what it is that you want to experience. You are not a victim of circumstances. You're not a victim of anything. You have the power to create. Embrace that power. Come from that love within you. Do what feels right from your heart. And know that you will make the best decision that you can make for you. We want you to know that there's an unlimited amount of love for you in this world. And if you choose to stay with this person that you have this attachment to, then that is fine. If you choose to leave and to go somewhere else, that is fine. There will be others who will love you. It is not a one-only kind of a situation. So you really get to make your own choices. And we are filling you with love so that you can truly connect to you, because this is your life, your life. Your choice. And we can give you all of the suggestions in the world, but it really comes down to you. Because you have that free will. You have that right to choose. So choose what feels best for you. And of course, you can ask for our input and ask us to show you the truth. Ask us to show you what is for your highest good. And we will be happy to do that. But the choice is yours. So make your choice. And know that whatever you choose, it's going to work. You just have to decide what you're ready to experience. We love you. Be well and be happy, because that should always be one of your choices. Okay, we are finished for today. Thank you, everyone who called in or was in the chat room asking your questions and getting your answers. And that way everyone gets to experience the beauty and the love that you helped bring forth today. We will be back on Thursday. I hope everyone who is wanting to goes out and vote. That's where I'm going now. So thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.